Angela Ross, and this is SoCal Voices. Shello Doran Collier is all about helping Black women become strong investors. Her organization, Black Women Invest, started as a small social media group and has grown into a national community of more than 14,000, including chapters in Southern California. In this episode of SoCal Voices, Shello talks about Black Women Invest's holistic approach to financial wellness and how the organization empowers Black women, whether new or seasoned investors, to secure their financial futures and build generational wealth with confidence. Shello Doran Collier, welcome to SoCal Voices.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful to have you here today. So I'm someone who's always considered myself to be a words person. So I'm intrigued by anyone who says they are interested in numbers and finance and all the things that make that world work, folks who are comfortable in that space. What was it and who was it that triggered your interest in finance?
So for me, I remember when I was in middle school, my parents used to give us an allowance. And the reason why I got into finance was because I became an investor at that age, middle school age, without knowing that I was an investor. So I was essentially taking my allowance. They used to give me a dollar a day. And I said to myself, this is not enough money. I need to figure out how to make more. So I would take this dollar and I would go to the store and I'd buy chips at 25 cents. And then I'd go to school and I'd sell them at 50 cents. And I didn't know at the time that this concept of buying low, selling high was investing. I just knew that I like to make money and I like to see my money grow. And another thing for me is I just knew that I really enjoyed having an emergency savings account, just feeling that pride and having money aside when no one else around me did. So the interest started really around then. I think there were a lot of lessons that my father and my mother would drop into our minds as time progressed, which was really about, you know, telling us, make sure you manage your money, make sure you spend it well. They would tell us to make sure that we're always going after as much as possible, those types of comments. Although I will say they said it, but I didn't necessarily see it demonstrated in their actions, but it was more like, this is what I want for you. So just having that as a background and then going into school where I was given a dollar a day and I developed just this mindset, this hunger for more and more money. And really what I wanted was a control of what I can do, where I can go, where can I go out to eat, what can I buy. That was what I wanted from this all. So that's really where it started.
Sounds like that they planted in you quite early the value of a dollar and that you recognized very quickly the important role that money plays in our society. That's a good early lesson to have. Your organization, Black Women Invest, it started out as a small group on social media and now boasts more than 14,000 members. How did you grow your organization?
So I actually started as a Facebook group. And initially, the concept was I just wanted to find friends. I ended up starting it in 2019, started this Facebook group, invited people who wanted to talk about real estate investing. And what grew the group tremendously was the pandemic. So by January of 2020, I had about 300 members in the group. And by May, I had 5,000. So it was a huge difference because people had this aha moment, right? These wake up calls, and recognized that the job that they once thought was secure was no longer secure, or they were searching for opportunities to earn an extra income and understand investing. So that's really what grew the group. And what's cultivated it over time and grown it even more was having events that are showing that are fun, right? Having events that allow people to see that investing doesn't have to be boring. It doesn't have to be a suit and tie event, but you can come to something, have fun, make friends, and also learn along the way. So we've been hosting a variety of events, such as brunches. We've done multiple brunches over the year. We recently did one in Atlanta. had over 60 women attend. We did one in DC in 2023, where we had over 220 women attend, just to show you like the magnitude of it. And it was just excellent. And so between these events and providing continuous education, we are constantly, constantly growing and getting members to challenge themselves and learn more about investing and growing their portfolios.
There is a real hunger for that knowledge, and you are providing something that folks are seeking. And so that growth is good to see. It's sort of organic, and you're really providing a wonderful service there. You know, we hear a lot in the news about the financial disparity in our society, the wealth gap. A lot of this is due to longstanding structural inequities, racist policies in our society, where Black people generally, and Black women in particular, have been at a disadvantage when it comes to financial literacy, financial education, in some cases lacking the resources to invest. I want you to talk about how your organization specifically helps Black women navigate these challenges.
Yeah, I know everyone starts at a different point, and so we try to cater to everyone. Doesn't matter where their starting point is. So when it comes to a member, right, initially joining, let's say, the Facebook group, the first things that they ask or typically is, where do I start? So we provide everything from that community support, where they have a safe space to ask questions that they normally felt uncomfortable asking other people. We always say there's no such thing as a dumb question. So we encourage people to have that safe space and ask and share their situation. And so that's the first thing. So essentially it's two steps, right? We have two pillars, community and education. Mm-hmm. And while we understand that there's so many external factors that contribute to the disparity, right, and the wealth gap, we acknowledge these things, but we lean on those two pillars. So one being community and providing a safe space for people to ask their questions, to seek individuals who are nearby, to have these conversations, these high-level conversations with. And then on the other end, it's the education. So we are continuously hosting different classes online, different events in person that provide people with the chance to just come in and learn. And so the conversations that we're having aren't just about investing, but it's about wealth creation as a whole. So that may be career development, that may be conversations regarding estate planning and preserving your wealth. It's conversations regarding real estate. Everything from how do you purchase a home to how do you invest in a home? How do you flip homes? So we have educators from all over who are teaching all of these aspects. So it's an overall financial wellness that we really focus on. So it really doesn't matter where the person's coming in from, what level, what season they're in. So they're able to kind of find a home in there. I think all of us, or most of us, have a very similar story within the group. So we know that, we know without necessarily having to bang over our heads, we know that there are a lot of external factors that contribute towards us not investing, that contribute towards us not being able to purchase a home. And so we understand it, we address it, but we overcome it through providing direct resources, and especially local resources as well.
Mm-hmm. Where there's a will, there's a way, right? You always need to try to find the way around the barrier that, you know, external barriers that may be set up to block you, but you have to keep trying to find the way around. And that's one of the great things that you're doing. You know, you did reference the importance of community. I want you to talk a little bit about what some of the women who have come to your events and who speak to you regularly about what they're trying to do to build their portfolio, what are some of the more common themes you're hearing from them, and how having someone to talk to and having that safe space is helping them?
Ooh, so I've heard so many stories.
Sure.
So we have chapters, for example, where we meet in person. And what I'm hearing people say is that they are able to have the conversations that they can't have within their own homes, within their own circles. So they feel as though they can ask these questions, the questions that they have, and they can gain insight on, you know, on what to do. So I'm hearing a lot of women share that they are learning things that they never knew existed, or learning about opportunities that they didn't know was available. So the community itself has been very helpful in having people not just sit and learn, but, you know, I always tell people, I don't want to be your only teacher, right? I want to bring all these other women to teach you because I am not an attorney, right? And I can't teach you about estate planning. So I can't teach, I'm not a CPA, so I can't teach you about tax strategies necessarily. So I bring these people in so that you can have your community and you can have your circle in place and know where to go. So I've heard many people share that just having those resources, both locally and virtually, have been very helpful for them. So we have a program that is called the Accelerator, Investment Accelerator. And so it takes people from point zero of maybe never invested before, has no idea what is investing, where do I start, to the point where you are opening up your own portfolio, you're investing in index funds, you're confident about what you're doing. So you have a full understanding. And in addition to that, we have programs where we talk about real estate, right? So I've had women, I'm recalling a woman who joined our program, and she is at retirement age already. And she's listening to us talk about investing and long-term planning and this and that. And she's like, listen, I'm already there. What do I need to do? And so the conversations that we as a group had with her, asking questions about what is her goal, what are her primary things that she wants to focus on, that helped her to realize that maybe this investment strategy isn't for me as far as how I'm investing or how much money I'm investing into the stock market. But what we helped her to realize was real estate was a much better strategy for her. And as a result of that community and that conversation, she actually ended up starting her own, she ended up renting out her basement. And that rental, it actually covers her mortgage. So wow. This is amazing, right? You're already in retirement. And I'm not going to give you a one-stop shop formula because it may not work for you. But if you don't have the community, if you don't have the if you don't seek the education, then you're not really going to know that these other options exist and they're available for me.
What a fantastic story. You know, she must have just been on cloud nine when she realized that that was something that she could do. Because I think a lot of people are concerned about getting to a stage in their life where they feel like, oh, no, it may be too late for me to pivot, to turn a corner, to start doing something that may improve their lot going forward. And those steps are important because people are living a lot longer these days. And so it's really important for that money to last, to be there and last. So that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. You know, speaking of community, Black Women Invest has an event coming up here in Southern California in Temecula in mid-April. I'd like for you to talk a little bit about what's in store for people who register for that conference. What are they going to experience?
So this is going to be a weekend-long experience. And I'm using the word experience because this is definitely different than your average conference. We are having this at a winery. Food is covered. We have, you know, of course, we're at a winery. So of course, the wine is there as well. So that is, of course, probably the biggest difference between what you'll find elsewhere. And you can expect to come and have cultivated conversations, cultivated discussions regarding your financial wellness. So the focus is everything from the basics of making sure that you are understanding the savings, the budgeting, just the financial foundations, and then into investment strategies. So we have multiple panel discussions and strategy sessions that are in place specifically to provide individuals, whether you're a W-2 worker or an entrepreneur, it's specifically designed to help the guests learn and grow their wealth. So we have a number of conversations, including investing into the stock market, investing into real estate. We are going to be talking about holding on to your money, right? Building the generational wealth and keeping the generational wealth through strategic planning for the future, talking about everything from trusts to investment accounts to have in place to investing for the minors or children in your life. So we have a variety of topics that will be discussed. So you'll get both the education and the fun and community and the relaxation because it is a resort and spa. So you will enjoy yourself at this location.
Outstanding. I am a huge fan of Temecula. I've spent a lot of time there. So I would encourage folks to register and sign up and to go. It's a wonderful environment to be in and to be there and to also get this education and this opportunity to build community is really a wonderful thing. What's the best way for people to register?
you can go to blackwomeninvest.com/conference and you'll find all the details there and you can sign up.
Awesome. And we'll also include a link to the event in the show notes. I'm glad that you mentioned when we were speaking earlier about your early background and how your parents, your family planted that seed in you, and you just had that, you discovered that you had that desire for more. I would like for you to share for individuals who don't have that grounding, don't have that foundation. Maybe their parents are inexperienced with money. Maybe their parents are intimidated by the notion of investing because it's just not something they've ever talked about, something they've never experienced. For someone who was really fresh in this space, what are some recommendations that you have to help them get more confident in this area? Because we're not exactly teaching kids in school about this, right? What would you recommend that they do?
Well, I think about how when you start a new job, you know, it can be very intimidating. You don't feel confident in the role or what you're doing just yet. But after a few weeks of training, you tend to feel better. And that training is pivotal. Your training and watching people do certain things and learning from that, and then you get your hands involved. And by week 3 or 4, you're moving, right? You understand exactly what your role is. And so I like to think about the process of becoming a confident investor in the same light. It does take time. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to take 4 weeks. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to take 4 months, right? But it's going to happen as long as you go through that training process. So with that in mind, it's important to know what type of investor you are. This is going to help you to gain real confidence. When I first heard about investing, the only thing I knew was the little charts that you see. And I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to be an investor, I got to learn these charts. And ended up buying a book, tried to read them, tried to understand what they were, and just totally failed. And I tried for years. And I didn't know that that form of investing was actually called trading. So what I wanted initially was a long-term approach. I wanted to buy companies and hold on to them. However, the training that I was receiving was showing me how to buy and hold for the short term, right? So that's what the trading is. So when I later discovered that the training was wrong for what my ultimate goals were, I shifted. And I shifted my approach, I shifted my training, and I started focusing on long-term strategies. And that's typically where we are as, you know, average individuals. The average working person is probably not going to have the time to sit and view charts and determine what's going to happen next based on the past patterns. So with that in mind, know that you are now a long-term investor, right? Or maybe as you're listening to this, you're like, no, I'm actually a trader. I'm a short-term day trader or swing trader. You're holding on to it for a few days or weeks, you're a swing trader. So you need to know which type of investor you are. And so that also can be within the real estate space. So you don't have, when people hear investing, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're investing into the stock market. Maybe you decide to be a real estate investor. Well, within real estate, there are different strategies that you can take. You can be a buy and hold real estate investor. You can be a flipper. You can be a wholesaler. So understand that there are different options available and then decide what is your interest based on what your overall goals are. So that's the first step in becoming a confident investor. Then I would say focus on the education. So when you do know that this is the approach you want to have, you want to find some of the best training available and find multiple trainings that are available. So obviously, I'm going to promote Black Woman Invest. We have trainings in a variety of different sectors, right? But then there are other platforms that you can use, such as Udemy or any of those platforms where you have other educators that are on there, even YouTube. I would honestly say that becoming a YouTube University student for the rest of your life is not the best approach.
How do you discern between the sharks out there, and I don't mean sharks in a good way, and the folks who are really legitimate and really about showing you the way? Because there are some folks out there who will take advantage of people who are new to this space. So, you know, how can you make sure that you protect yourself in that realm?
Yeah, I think knowing what your learning style is going to help. because there are people who put out a course and the content itself is very short. It's not very helpful. And then there's absolutely no opportunity to reach out to the individual. And so that's why I say you can't become a YouTube University scholar for the rest of your life. You need to have someone that can answer your questions. Yeah. So when you are searching for programs, look for the people who are offering some sort of office hours so that you can ask your questions, because it's going to be a personalized, you know, approach. It has to be. So find people who can make themselves available, or find a combination. Maybe not everyone's going to make themselves available, but some classes you take where you just take it, and then the other classes you get that training. And then another approach is to find a coach. There are tons of financial coaches out there. There are investment education coaches like myself. There are people who focus on budgeting and those like foundational things. There are even financial therapists out there. Okay. So I would say in your research, make sure that the person, they're, you know, they have the experience, they are qualified, but also what you need, that they're able to actually provide it before you even make that purchase or participate in their program.
What's your favorite way to invest? Looking at your own personality, your own style, your own experience, what do you like to do?
I really enjoy long-term buy and hold opportunities. So within the stock market, I actually don't really want to look at charts all day. Mm-hmm. So for me, especially since I'm running a business, I'm living my life. So I'm a long-term passive investor, and I try to do that same approach even within real estate. I am a little bit more involved in real estate. So I've been an Airbnb host or vacation rental host since 2018, and it is a little bit more hands-on, but it's still not so much. So I think my approach there is like a combination of a little bit of hands-on, but more passive. So those are like my interests.
And do you still feel like you have that element of control that you were seeking when you were a little girl?
I do. I can see that in, you know, I don't know where the stock market is going to go in the future. However, I know where it has gone. And I've seen, even in 2023, I've seen the S&P 500 grow by about 24%. I've seen year over year, you know, we're averaging at around 10% growth as an average annualized rate, right? So mm-hmm. I've seen that. And I know I can't control what's going to happen in the future, but just viewing what has happened in the past, it kind of gives me a little bit of peace knowing that my portfolio has the potential to grow in double digits. And so when I do park my money somewhere into index funds and other investments, I feel like I'm in control, right? I know like, yeah. Hey, this is good. This is very diverse, and I am very safe here.
Awesome. Awesome. Where can folks find you online if they want to find you on social media and visit your website to get more information about you and some of the services and programs you offer?
Well, I'm on Instagram. You can find me at InvestWithShello. That's S-C-H-E-L-O. I'm also on Facebook. You can find my name on Facebook. I will definitely add you. And you can, of course, join our Facebook group, Black Women Invest. You'll see that there's close to 15,000 members who are part of it. And you can also connect with us through our Mighty Networks community, which is far more intimate than Facebook. This is where we do all of our programs and teachings. And this is where you'll have your own portal so that you can, you know, keep track of all of the courses that you're taking as well. So you can find us on Mighty Networks and you just type in Black Women Invest.
Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. You are inspiring people. You're changing lives. So I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing and making the way out there for folks to realize that they too can participate and invest and do something that they thought may have been off limits to them. But you're helping them see that, no, this is possible and you can thrive. So thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Of course. If this episode would be of value to someone you know, please share it with them. Your share helps someone you care about, and SoCal Voices reaches more people. Win-win. Thanks.